Did you want to say anything about it either before we start?
Nope. Just leave
No.
it up to you to do whatever.
Okay, fine. Okay, so welcome back from your group, if you've been in group. Welcome if you haven't. So we'll just do a bit of practice this afternoon. And well, let's see what happens then. So just get yourselves into your meditation postures. Take your time to get as comfortable as possible. I was talking a little bit about the hands this morning, so we'll start with the hands. Once you've got yourself settled, letting go as far as you can in the leg, making that connection with the earth, both through the physical sensations in your body and also through your imagination. What does the earth suggest to you? Qualities of the earth and your body, solidity of your body against the solidity of the earth under you. Breathe into that connection a little bit. And you encourage the legs to release and relax. Try and get that sense of the weight dropping through the pelvis into whatever's supporting you, through that into the earth itself. The more you let go in the lower body, the more the natural feeling of uplift can come into the torso. Earth implies the sky. So, you know, imagine the sky above the ceiling of wherever you're sitting, above the building. We're just releasing crown of the head upward. Sometimes we're instructed just to gently push the back of the head up slightly. We're trying to get the full length of the spine. You might want to drop the sternum just very slightly. That seems to lengthen the back for you. Just try it and see what it feels like. Open up the armpits a little. Maybe have a sense of the nose being in line with the navel. Shoulders above the hip. Feeling the length of the back as you breathe in and out. shoulders let go a little. Then when you're ready, just beginning to bring your attention into your hands. And we're still maintaining the posture, but we're putting a kind of focus into our hands. As you breathe in, being aware of the palms of your hands. And as you breathe out, being aware of the palms of your hands. We can find a kind of a metaphor for the whole of the posture in the hands. We're trying to allow them to be relaxed, at the same time alive, sense of vitality, relaxed way. Just being aware of the physical sensations in our hands as we breathe in and out. Include the fingers and the thumbs, the backs of the hands. We're breathing in, aware of your hands. Breathing out, aware of your hand. We start with the sensation, whatever sensations are in your hand. Noticing what they feel like on the in-breath, and what they feel like on the out-breath. Staying aware of your hands on the level of sensation, I want you just to kind of remember what your hands have done this day. When you woke up, done with your hands? How have they enabled you to be connected to the world? How have they allowed you to carry out your life? Probably help to wash you, dress you, feed you, these basic tasks of daily life. They often involve our hands. Prepared your breakfast, allowed you to eat your breakfast, so on and so forth. So just remembering how your hands have enabled you to carry out your life today. As you breathe in and breathe out, aware of the sensations in your hands. Your face relaxes as you do this. It's just a bit of fun. I'd like to remember the things that you've learned to do with your hands over your lifetime. Learn to write. Even remember learning to tie your shoelaces as a child. Things that you've had to practice. You've got an actual kind of muscle memory in your hands. They seem to have their own intelligence. Learn to do these quite delicate, complicated skills, but it seems that the hands can just do them independently. Having your breath, supporting your awareness of your hands, as you breathe in, aware of your hand. As you breathe out, aware of your hand. Maybe you can feel a sense of appreciation of how they allow you to be in the world. Maybe you've learned some really fine skills with your hand. Some craft or art. Sensing into their intelligence, their strength, and that delicate touch. Amazing sensitivity of your hand. They allow you to express care. All the different ways they allow you to participate in the world. How they express you. What do your hands enjoy? What textures? What do they remember? Just breathing our hand. Sense of appreciation. the hand, between the fingers, under the nails. We're going to very gently begin to draw the awareness up through the up the hands into the lower arms, through the wrists, into our forearms. If you can sort of encourage this kind of tidal energetic flow, probably drawing up on the in breath and releasing back down on the out breath. Really connecting your hands to your forearms. Coming into the elbows, so drawing through the hands to the elbows. And as we gently move up through the arms, just see if anything, different parts of your body remember or suggest anything. Don't try and make it happen. Just see the body's a very rich source of metaphor, feeling, memories. Just see, find if all you're working with is a sensation, that's quite adequate, but just be open to any memories. Associations that arise as well. Don't make any particular effort, it's just the kind of openness or listening. To the body, to our body. Breathing in, breathing out, experiencing our hands and our lower arm. Kind of memorably very liquid at that moment. You never quite know what's going to happen to you. when you're ready, moving through the elbows into the upper arm. Okay, and just very gently, in a way of a kind of energetic, both the physical kind of structure, but sort of energetics of your hands and arms. As you explore the upper arms. So we're breathing from the hands right up to the shoulders now. And releasing back down from the shoulders to the hand. We're going to make the connection between the heart and the hand. So from the shoulders, just imagine whatever way it offers itself to you, and imagine sort of drawing the energy down to the heart center. Making an imaginal connection between the heart center, which includes the lungs. It's quite nice and easy to find when we include the lungs. The hands through the arms to the body. Shoulders there and drawing down to the heart. And then releasing from the heart in the opposite direction to the hand. An expression in the English language, the hand express the heart. We're just making that connection, how the hands allow us to be in the world, manifest the heart in the world, manifest our longing, our care, our love. Craft our personality in the world. My softening face, so we're not I've got any big expectations about what should or shouldn't be happening, just noticing. does it feel like to make this imaginal connection between your hands and your heart? Perhaps there's something that hasn't been expressed. Some way that you would like to manifest yourself in the world hasn't quite happened. Something you'd like to do in the world. Some way you'd like to touch the world. Part of you still to be expressed in the world. Breathing in, breathing out. Trying to encourage very gently a connection between your hands and your heart, that what you desire, how could that manifest in the world? Could be something very ordinary and practical. Who knows, to see what just enough to stay on a sensational level. If that's what's happening, don't feel you have to make something up. It's quite a nice way of coming into the heart, I think, through the hand. Hands that connect us in so many different ways with the so-called external world. And take care of us in so many ways. Allow us to express ourselves in so many ways. Going to do one sort of last bit if you want, don't feel obliged, but you can use the heart center as a way of making an energetic connection to the central channel. Hands become a kind of secondary energy circuit feeding into the central channel through a portal, a wheel of the heart. So you can link the flow of energy from heart to hand, hand to heart, with whatever energetic movement happening through this imagined central channel running from root to crown. The heart is the central point. The hands are feeding in. Point of the heart. All of this as you breathe in and out, just see what that suggests to you, the breathing in and out of the body. You might experience a kind of natural flow of energy. Probably rising up from root on the in-breath, root to heart, maybe right up to the crown. Just see, there's no right or wrong here, it's just a way of supporting the awareness of your body, the energetic level through your imagination. We're using the actual sensations of breathing so much in the breath. On a physiological level, also on an energetic level. Okay, not having any big expectations, but having a kind of open sensitivity and a desire for intimacy with your own experience. These experiences, these energetic, these physiological experiences are always happening. Usually we don't pay much attention to them, just quietly listen, feel into it. So like soft face, whenever you try too hard to face them, the way that expresses that in some way or other. Keeping the posture, just stop trying to do anything. So we're not doing anything now. Just see what's left when you stop having any intention at all. What's left? let's go that way. We've got a few minutes left, so I'm going to just tell you a story. I don't know quite why, really, but it's a short story, so don't worry. It's a Sufi teaching story. For some reason, it's come back to me quite vividly. Of course, these stories have lots of slightly different versions. I think it's got... I'm not sure what the connection is, but I have a feeling it's got some relevance to what we've been doing. Anyway, it concerns this man who lives in this walled city in the desert, or surrounded by desert. And he's a good man. He has a good job and he works hard. And most of the time he's kind. But his one fault is that he has a terrible temper, which he cannot control. And he's got this lovely wife and a child. And just now and then, he just completely loses his temper. And he loved his wife and he loved his child. He worked hard for his family. But he becomes more and more anxious that one day he would do something terrible when he loses his temper. So he goes to see the Sufi master, and he tells the Sufi master his problem. And the Sufi master says to him, well, what you need to do, you need to, every day for the next 3 days, you need to carry water out to the crossroads outside of the city gate, and every traveler that comes by, you need to offer them water. It's very hot in the desert, and that will help your temper. And this is the magic, and he said, by the way, take your gun, because just in case any wild animals. The man sets out with a huge, much water in his carry, and his jugs, his earthenware jugs. And he sits under a tree in the shade outside of the city, the road that leads. And when a traveler comes, whether leaving the city or coming into the city, he offers them water. And on the first day, everything goes fine. And when he's finished, he comes back to his wife and everything's fine. And you think, maybe it's working. I don't understand why how this works, but he feels quite happy. He doesn't have any problem with his temper. And then the next day is the same. Everything goes fine. Spends the day out in the desert in the shade of this tree, offering refreshments to the travelers who pass by. And then on the third day, he does the same thing. He's out there, he's been there most of the day, and suddenly he sees a man leaving the city in a hurry, rushing away from the city. And he's a fair way from the city, so he sees him coming down the road. And when he reaches him, he says to him, sir, I have water. I have some cool water. And the guy just ignores him, completely ignores him, and just pushes him out of the way and carries on. And this guy completely loses it. He becomes completely enraged. This guy could be so rude. And as the man's going off down the road, he picks up his rifle, or his musket, I suppose, whatever firearm he's got, And then you see all these other people leaving the city. And of course, he's mortified about what he's done. But when the crowd is leaving the city, come to him and they see this man dead, they all start congratulating him, telling him that this man was this terrible murderer that murdered all these people and stolen their money and was escaping. Anyway, sorry, that's it. So have a nice evening and we'll see you in the morning.
Yeah.